Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
That was delightful, Bill. Thank you. Good morning, church. Welcome to worship today. I'm Pastor Lindsay, one of the pastors that serves at this congregation. And on a cold, cold February day, it was feeling warm and wonderful in here. We have two wonderful, amazing things taking place today. We are going to be celebrating the baptism of Cody, the sweet little girl, and her dad, John. And so we are celebrating baptism today as we welcome the family in to celebrate that God's grace is a part of your life, and we are celebrating. We're also going to be celebrating later this morning the sacrament of Holy Communion. So to our online congregation, if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook this morning, we would invite you at this time to find some crackers or bread, pita, some kind of bread at home, as well as maybe grape juice or wine or water, so that you're prepared later in worship to celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. Here at our church, we are so glad that you're here. We're a congregation that seeks to know God and love God and serve God. And there's many ways to do that by completing out your connection card and sharing up-to-date information with us. And then on the back, there's different ways to know God and serve God and love God. It's fun to note on the back of the card that our youth mission trip is coming up in June. The 20th to the 24th of June is happening. There's also youth group on Sunday nights at 5 o'clock. Sunday school is taking place now downstairs for our three-year-olds through sixth graders, and nursery care is available, and so we'd love to help direct you that way if you want to find nursery care or Sunday school. And then on Saturday, here's a fun announcement. Are there any skiers or snowboarders amongst us? Online people, feel free to raise your hand at home. Any skiers or snowboarders in our midst? Okay, well, help spread the word, because this Saturday, we're doing Saturday on the Slopes. We're heading to Mount Brighton to do some skiing and snowboarding. So meet at the front at 2 o'clock to bless the knees and the skis. God help us. And then we're going to go have some fun. So I hope you'll join Pastor John and I for this fellowship event. It'll be kind of fun. And really pray for those knees and the skis. But this morning, it is wonderful to have Greg Geis leading us in worship, as well as Tom Doan. Thank you very much to Bill, who is leading us in songs of praise this morning while Susan is away on vacation someplace warm. So it is great to be having you lead us in worship. I would just invite you now at this time to begin centering your hearts and your minds as we experience and come to know deeper faith in Jesus Christ. May our hearts be centered on God this day. I'd invite you to join and stand as you feel comfortable as we sing and praise God together.
Thank you. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord, we give you worship humbly. We give you ourselves today. Hold us, forgive us, strengthen us, renew us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Invite the family to come forward for the celebration of baptism. The godparents and you're welcome to come up. If you'd like to come stand up over here, that's great. Well, church, this is a real celebration, a celebration of God's grace, a celebration of this beautiful child, Cody, and her dad, John, that is going to be baptized today. Today we celebrate and we remember that God's grace is always with us. God's grace always sustains us. God's grace makes us new each day, and we celebrate. Brothers, sisters, church, in Christ, we celebrate that through this sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty act of salvation, and we are given new birth through water and through the Spirit. And all of this is an amazing gift to us, offered to us freely without a price. So it is a great joy today to present for baptism Jonathan Michael London, as well as Cody Lee London. It's wonderful to celebrate and present you for baptism today. You're looking very beautiful in your baptism gown this morning. So parents, I ask you, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness and reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? And if so, please say, I do.
I do.
And do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression, and whatever forms they present themselves? If so, please say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages and nations and races? If so, please say, I do. And will you nurture this child? Will you nurture sweet Cody in your love and care? And that by Christ's holy example and teaching, you may help guide her to be to accept God's grace for herself and to profess faith openly and lead a Christian life. If so, say, I will. That's right. Amen. Amen, Cody. Well, to you, church, a question to you as well. You have a role to play in this baptism. So I ask you, do you, dear church, as Christ's body, do you also reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say, we do. And will you nurture one another in the Christian life, in the Christian faith? And will you now include Cody and Jonathan into your love and care? I invite you to respond as the words are on the screen. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples that walk in the way that leads to life. We have a role to play, congregation, this day of helping to support Cody and Jonathan in their journey of faith, to pray for them, to lift them up, to care for them, to include them in Sunday school and vacation Bible school, and to include them into this church community of faith. And we have a role to play, so we celebrate baptism in worship. As you look out, Cody, as you look out at these wonderful people, these wonderful people are going to be praying for you along your journey of faith, that this is going to be a community that loves you and cares for you and looks after you. Church, I would invite you to join me in remembering the story and in professing our faith as found in the scriptures. So, church, I ask you, do you believe in God the Father? And your response is on the screen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, who will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Cody, I'm going to pour some water here into the basin, and we are going to remember the story of water playing in the scriptures. We remember that when nothing existed but chaos, that you, God, swept over those dark waters and you brought forth light. And in the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, God sent clouds and a rainbow, and you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, and you led them through freedom, through the seas, yet again through water. And their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you had promised to us, God. And we sing to the Lord, all the earth. We celebrate, we tell of God's great mercy each day. And then in the fullness of time, God sent Jesus in the water of a womb. And again, through water, he was baptized by John, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and called his disciples out on the water, out on the Sea of Galilee, to share in the baptism and share in his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all of nations. God, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on this water. May you bless this water, and may you bless Jonathan and Cody as they receive it, to wash away their sin, to clothe them in righteousness, to purify them, to have a new beginning, to have it be a sign and a symbol of God's blessing and God's love poured out for you, sweet little child. May we remember and celebrate. Jonathan, I invite you to come over here to the kneeler to kneel down as we celebrate your baptism this day. If you'd like to take off your mask, you're welcome to do that. We celebrate this day, Jonathan, and I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Would you like to come gather around, place a hand on him, a prayer of blessing here? May the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Jonathan, this day, may you know how much you are loved by God. The waters of baptism claim you as God's child through grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Cody, would you be up for coming to my arms? May I hold you, sweet child?
Oh, you have a gorgeous baptism gown on. Let's pull it down here. Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Yeah, I see some pretty flowers over there. Cody, do you see this water? Look at this. You see this? I baptize you in the name of the Father. It's wet. Yeah. And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Would you like to place a hand of blessing on her? May the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Baby. Amen.
I'll take her.
All right.
Oops, sorry.
Church, Cody is a beloved, sweet disciple. That's right. Woman, you have a lot to say. We celebrate you this day, and Jonathan, we celebrate you this day. It is our joy to welcome you to Christ and as part of Christ's community here. Congregation, I would invite you to respond on the screen. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Jesus Christ, and with joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons into your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, perfect their love, and draw them in and include them into God's great community here. Your role is to pray and support and love and be a part of their life to help raise this sweet child and her dad in faith. I'd invite you to respond on the screen. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in its ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Cody, I want to share a few things with you. We have a beautiful shawl. Thank you. Looking for the correct words. We have a beautiful shawl ministry that has been beautifully made by some women of our church. And this want to share this baptism blanket with you today. Beautifully made. And to help Cody begin her faith journey, we want to share a little kid's fuzzy, huggable Bible with you to begin studying the stories of the faith and growing. And we celebrate today.
Thank you.
Amen, church. You may be seated.
Scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Loving God, as we gather for worship this morning, may your presence be known and felt among us. May your grace surround us, your love enfold us, your mercy sustain us, your hope enliven us. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the words of Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. Loving God, compassionate and graceful God, may the words of our mouths, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and redeemer. Amen. Those lyrics, those song lyrics, if we were singing along to Bill playing on the piano, we would have sung Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. These well-loved lyrics from hymn number 378, it captures our hearts and it speaks a profound truth that reminds us that God freely and lavishly loves us while continuing to transform our lives to be more like Christ because of grace. So go ahead, find the hymn, okay, either underneath your seat if you're in the very front row or in the back of your pew or congregation worshiping online, go ahead and Google it. Look open 387, you can find those. 378? 378. Thank you. The choir is keeping me on point. Thank you. That's good. Thank you. 378. Find it there to find those words, to find those hymn lyrics. This hymn, as you see the footnotes there, it was written in 1779. An Amazing Grace. It's sung around the world from congregations like ours to choirs. It's sung around the world to proclaim that through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace shall lead me home. 378, that beloved hymn. This February, the next 3 weeks in February, we are focusing on and we are celebrating God's grace. And grace is a word that we use a lot at church. It's a grace. Grace is a word that we talk about in our vocabulary. Grace is something you say before dinner. Grace is on signs all around Christian decor. Grace is a word we hear, and it's even something that we sing hymns about. But what exactly is grace, and why is it so amazing, as the hymn writer writes? Well, I think for us to begin pondering these questions and to be discovering what grace is and what it's all about, I'd invite us to turn to Scripture, a story in addition to what Tom read for us this morning. This story is the prodigal son, where we can begin to ponder and understand what is grace and why is it so amazing. And so the story goes. You can pull out your Bible. That's the other one. Place the hymnal back and pull out your Bible if you'd like to follow along. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. Luke's Gospel is towards the end of the Bible. It goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John towards the end. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Or again, Google it. You can pull that up as well. The Scripture says, "Then Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the property that belongs to me.' So the father divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had, and he traveled to a distant country where he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to be one of the citizens of the country, who sent him off to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. And when he came to himself, he said, 'Now how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare, and here am I, dying of hunger? I'll get up, I'll go to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands. So this young son, he set off. He went towards his father. Verse 20, it says, but while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran, he put his arms around him, and he kissed him. And then he said to his son, and the son said to the father, he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, he said, quickly bring out a robe, the best one. Put it on him and put rings on his fingers and sandals on his feet, and get that fatted calf and kill it. Let's eat and let's celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. The scripture story continues with verse 25. It says, now the elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on, and he replied, well, your brother has come, and your father has killed that fatted calf because he's come back safe and sound. Then he became angry, refused to go in, and the father came out and began to plead with this older son. But he answered his father and said, listen, for all these years I've been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your commands, and yet you never gave me even a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when the son of yours comes back, who's devoured the property and prostitutes and you've now killed a fatted calf for him. Then the father said, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice. We had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. This prodigal son story, it illustrates God calling us and inviting us into a relationship with God thanks to grace. The prodigal son, it brings to life this concept that just like the father in the story, God is always waiting there with arms wide open, ready to embrace us. The story the son in this story, he had the power to go off and to make his own choices, to make his own decisions, and then he found himself amongst these pigs, realizing that they were eating better than he was, and he realized that he wasn't doing exactly the best choices in life that he wanted to make any longer. And so upon making his way back home, his dad was there, ready to welcome him and ready to embrace him lovingly and fully. You see, nothing that the child did could ever stop the father from loving him. That verse 20, it captures it well. While he was still far off, the father saw him and was filled with compassion, and he ran and he put his arms around him and he kissed him. It's a beautiful part of that story. In verse 23 also, it says, let us celebrate. Let us celebrate. The son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The father's standing there with those arms wide open. That's grace. And that's why it's so amazing, because it's this free gift from God. And it has this sweet sound in our ears. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, right? So we have this amazing sound we can hear. What kind of devices do you use to listen to songs? I have some old school headphones here with cords. It's a sweet sound in the ear. a sweet sound that when we're lost, we can be found. And it's a song that we can sing, a praise on our heart. Amazing grace, that sweet sound, an amazing gift from God. So the son found himself and at lost at a point in his life, and he was found because of grace, because it's this amazing gift given freely from God, lavished upon us, helping to transform our lives to become more and more like Christ. We get a picture of it being this great gift from the Ephesians scripture that Tom read. It even uses the word gift in it. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It's a gift of God, not the result of works, so that nobody can boast." It's God's gift to us. Well, from a Wesleyan perspective, United Methodists understand and celebrate grace, but we, from a Methodist understanding of perspective, we understand kind of three expressions of grace. Perhaps these names that I'm going to share pretty soon, this terminology I'm going to share pretty soon, hopefully I don't bore you to sleep, but in the next three weeks, we're talking about grace. And the Methodist Church, if you've been a Methodist all your life, perhaps you've heard these names, or if you're newer here, maybe you'll learn something today, but there's prevenient grace. Next week, Pastor John's going to be talking about justifying grace, and then 2 weeks from now, the last week we'll wrap up, and I'll be talking about sanctifying grace. Well, as I've mentioned, it's this free gift from God. There's nothing that we do that can earn prevenient grace. It's the sweet sound in the ear. Prevenient grace is that love and that forgiveness that we receive from God before we are even aware of God, before we can even cognitively process who God is, or before we're even aware of God at work in our life. That's prevenient grace. It's available to all. It's the grace that calls us God's beloved child, that seeks after us, that woos us into knowing God, that invites us into a relationship with God. That's prevenient grace, and it's this gift given to everyone. So from the moment that we're born, like sweet little baby Cody, who's now 9 months old, we can hear her sweet cooing cries. From the moment she was brought into this world, this loving grace was lavished upon her. And with children, there's this divine, wonderful spiritual experience that takes place, but she has to learn and grow and cognitively start to understand the stories of Scripture and learn about Jesus and learn about God. And as we grow and grow, grace is with all of us. Prevenient grace is given and loved and lavishly shared with us before we can even cognitively process or understand who God is. It's that grace that draws us in. Now, justifying grace next week, as Pastor John will talk about, that's the grace when we start to put a few things together. And at that time when we personally profess faith in Christ and we've studied scriptures and we're beginning to understand who God is and at work in our lives, that's justifying grace. When we name and claim and proclaim the faith for our own, that's justifying grace. So in baptism, prevenient grace is at work as we claim Cody as a beautiful child of God, and as the church and the family are going to raise her up in the faith and help nurture her, and that one day She can make that choice of faith for her own, and that would be justifying grace at work. Well, I imagine a parent kneeling down, just like the prodigal son story. I imagine a parent kneeling down with arms wide open and wanting to embrace their child in a warm hug, and that's prevenient grace at work, just like that father in the prodigal son story. God's ready to embrace us. Squatting down to reach a child in who's short in stature, or standing up proudly ready to embrace us as adults, calling out to us, nudging us, inviting us with arms wide open. That's prevenient grace at work in our life. The invitation is there. This week, maybe you'll take a moment to, listen to Amazing Grace on whatever, however you listen to songs. And maybe you'll sit down at the piano and plunk out Amazing Grace and hear it that way. Or maybe you're going to go on YouTube and find a rendition of Amazing Grace, or maybe you'll borrow one of the hymnals at church and take it home and you'll sing it and you'll bring it back or take a photo, right? You'll be singing Amazing Grace this week. However you're listening to it, we know that it is a sweet song in our ears. Just like the baby cries amongst us. Those sweet cries of God loving us and nurturing us in the water. May you hear the song, and may you know that you're God's beloved child, and the invitation is there for you to come and know God more fully and deeply. Prevenient grace at work. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us and mold us, fill us and use us, God. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. May your grace rain down from heaven. May we feel the words of the song lyrics come alive in our own lives. Amen. Church, please stand as you feel comfortable. Let's join together in singing that great hymn.
Good morning. Thank you, Lindsay, for your wonderful message, and thank you for the baptism this morning. I, too, once received a gift that I didn't realize the importance of it when I first got it. I unwrapped it. I took the lid off the box. I moved the tissue aside, and there it was in the bottom of the box, the greatest gift of all. A little red fireball and a note that said, "April Fool." And it made me think that it truly is the thought that counts. And it just so happened that this week I came across a Psalm 139, 17 through 18, and God is thinking of us all the time. Here's what the psalmist said: "How precious to me are your thoughts." And then he skips down, "They outnumber the grains of sand." You can't even begin to count how many times God has thought of us, and that's what grace, it just showers down on us. And we have three prayer quilts here today, and God has already thought of them. He's thought of us even before we say a prayer to him. He's waiting for us to pray. So we have three quilts here. One is for Kelly Godfrey, another is for Sandra Everett, and another one is for Allison Haley. Won't you please pray with me now as we lift out and pray to God over these quilts? Heavenly Father, we know that you have already thought of these prayer court recipients, but Lord, we ask for your healing, your comfort, and your strength for them to continue as they so need it. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. And now won't you please join me in an attitude of prayer. Merciful and loving God, you saved us and call us to a holy life. Your amazing grace was given to us in Jesus Christ before time began. There was the Word that was with you, and the Word was you. In him was the life and the light of all that darkness has not overcome. We come with humility, Lord, to worship you and praise your holy name. Your love and mercy made us alive through Christ, saving us by your grace. Your grace reigns through righteousness, bringing eternal life through Christ. By your love, you made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in sin. Thank you for your undeserved grace and the gift of faith that saves us from sin. Let us be like Paul and Barnabas in speaking boldly the message of your grace. Help us remain in Christ, and his words remain in us, so that we may bear good fruit. Show us how to be faithful, gentle, good, joyful, kind, loving, peaceful, and patient. Each day brings family, financial, health, weather, work, and other concerns. Help us not be anxious about anything as we silently present our request to you. Thank you for guarding our hearts and minds in Jesus to give us your peace. By your grace, guide us from being prideful and continue showing us your favor. Through our faith in Jesus, help us do the greater works Jesus indicated to the disciples. Encourage us to ask for anything in Jesus' name so that you are glorified in him. Help us grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, who gave his life to save us from sin. Hear us now as we jointly recite the words that Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
celebrate the gift of grace through baptism, and we celebrate grace when we come to the Lord's table as well. In the United Methodist Church, all are welcome to come and receive, to partake, to receive the bread and the cup. And so in a moment, the ushers will be inviting you forward. They will invite to dismiss you by rows, and you'll come forward to receive the communion elements. All are welcome at God's table, whether this is the first time you're joining us in worship, or you've been here, and this has been your worship congregation for 60 years, or if you've gone to church your whole life, or this is the first time you're coming into the door of a church, all are welcome to receive the elements this day. Prevenient grace calls us in, draws us in, makes us like magnets being pulled in to know God and God's grace. And so the table is open to all. As we gather at this table, we remember. It's a story of remembrance and of a story years past, but it's also a telling of something good and glorious happening in our midst now. And so when we gather at the table, we remember what Christ did. We remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he was gathered with his disciples in the upper room. Those disciples, those 12 disciples that had followed him for 3 years of ministry. And he was with them on the night before he gave himself up for us. And there, when he was with them, he took bread and he gave it to his disciples. And he told them to eat, for this is his body given for them. Do this in remembrance of me, he said. And when the supper was over, then he took a cup. And again, he gave thanks to God for it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, drink from this, all of you. All of you, drink from this, for this is my blood of a new covenant. It's poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, what he has done for us, we offer our lives back. We offer our whole selves back in service to God and witness to God with thankfulness and joyfulness in our hearts. And we celebrate and we remember that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. And we remember and we celebrate. And we know that God is also working in our midst now. We know that God is calling us to be the church and to be his presence in the world now. And so we gather around the table to eat the bread of life and to receive the cup of grace so that we might be sustained and nourished and go out in this world to be channels and beacons of hope and grace and love and light in this world. We remember and we are called because we meet Christ here. Loving God, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on the community around us that's gathering with us online. May you pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and the cup, and the bread and the cup that folks are having at home. May they be for us the body and the blood of Christ that we might be for the world, Christ redeemed by his blood. Loving God, may your Spirit make us one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to all of the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, God, all honor and glory is yours. Amen. Church, this is a feast, just like the prodigal son came home and received an amazing feast that the Father put on. We too come and we redine and we have an amazing feast as well. This meal looks simple, but it is extravagant because it's a meal of grace. It's a meal of love. It's a meal of forgiveness. I'd invite Greg and Tom to come forward to share the elements with us. The ushers will invite us, dismiss us by rows, and you'll come forward to receive a baggie. Inside has the cup and the has the juice and the bread. And if you have gluten-free needs, I'll be holding the basket of gluten-free communion elements. Come. The table is ready. All are welcome. Is there anyone that still needs communion that I could bring it to their seat?
Church, may we receive the bread from heaven. The cup of grace, body of Christ shed for us. Let's pray. Holy God, thank you for your grace that sustains us. Thank you for your love that never ends. Thank you. Like the father in the prodigal son story, we know you meet us with arms wide open, ready to receive. We thank you. In Christ's holy name, amen. The gift of God's goodness never ends, and these gifts that we've received, we're invited to share with the community, that we have an opportunity to transform lives, to change the world, to impact it around us. I'd invite the ushers to come forward to give us the privilege of an opportunity to share of our blessings, our change in our pockets or an envelope. I invite you to share God's goodness that you've received to be a part of changing lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, our expression of thanks is to bring our offerings in worship. Accept these financial gifts we bring today and bless them to be used to build your kingdom on earth so that all can know the grace-filled love of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
church. May you go forth with the love of God in your hearts this day, the grace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit. May you go forth to impact lives. Find a moment this week where you can extend some grace to somebody. Find a moment where you can look into the eyes of someone and connect and offer grace. Go forth this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.